This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone. Fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Gloria Damon, Daymon. Date of birth 2/4/1977. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit from Mrs. Damon with renal transplant and hypertension and history of high risk med use, meaning immunosuppressant drugs. She was unable to be seen in 6 months from her last visit due to her husband's difficulty transporting her here. So she is finally able to get here today. Her last visit was 1 year ago, October 18th. But she has not had any hospitalizations. She's been feeling well, and they have been trying to get lab studies done as often as possible. Generally, every 2 to 3 months, he's able to get her in to have labs done. They have to be done 12 hours after the evening Tacrol dose has been taken. And to get a trough level done. She does have expressive aphasia after she had a stroke, and she has right-sided hemiplegia. She has been feeling well. No palpitations, no chest pain, no syncopal episodes or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no kidney transplant tenderness, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Norvasc is 5 milligrams once a day. The mycophenolate is 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Prednisone is 7.5 milligrams daily. Prograf is 1.5 milligrams, or she takes 1 milligram in the morning and 0.5 milligram in the evening. And Trulicity is 1.5 milligram once a week. She'd just been started on fenofibrate, 160 milligram once a day for high triglyceride levels. She's also on Actos, 45 milligram daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical examination, weight is 166 pounds. That is a 7-pound increase over the last year. Pulse is 88 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 60. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft. Kidney is transplanted kidneys in the left lower quadrant. There is no tenderness, no ascites, and no edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done September 13th, 2023. A Tacrol level is normal at 7. Phosphorus is 3.7. Creatinine is 0.93, which is stable and normal. Calcium 9.6, albumin 4.2, electrolytes are normal, iron levels are normal, hemoglobin is 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, status post-renal transplant from her husband in 2010, and two, normal renal function, three, hypertension well controlled. Four, history of CBA with right-sided hemiplegia and expressive aphasia. And five, high-risk medication, immunosuppressants, therapeutic dose of tacrolimus. The patient will continue to have labs monthly. That would be recommended, but at least every quarter, at least every 3 months, if they're unable to get there once a month. And they will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.